Yesterday afternoon, 81-80. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. A common thread I've seen with the really good teams in Wisconsin is that these guys enjoy every minute of it. Your players. Now, it's easy to say that the way they played down here, but this is a group that just has a lot of fun being around each other. And I think a lot of folks are probably seeing it for the first time, but it's been going on for a while. Right?
It has. You know, I think when you have the combination of personalities and people on the court, but this group has been from day one. I mean, just the chemistry of it, the camaraderie, they're all selfless, and I think that's what makes it so fun. They enjoy having team success, and they've obviously been able to experience a lot of it.
When you have a guy like John Tanjay, who sets a program record in this tournament, 32 points, but he says it's about everybody else. So, again, you've mentioned this from day one. He's been a fit. The skill set's obvious, but the other things that maybe a lot of us don't see just makes him a perfect fit.
It does, you know, and I think that other off-the-court intangible type of person, teammate he is, allows the skill set to shine. I think if it wasn't, all those you know, wires need to connect, so to speak, and he's done an awesome job of immersing himself in this team, and the team's done a great job of accepting him, and it's just like I said, it's been a great fit all the way around, and I think he's having the time of his life right now, and obviously we're a really good team.
Another guy having the time of his life, I would hope, is Carter Gilmore. Another, but he's had big games, as we all know, and to come up like that, because you know, he'd been scuffling a little bit, you know, with his shot. But man, the all-around line yesterday—not just the scoring, but everything else—was really important.
Yeah, I think for him, you know, it was just I talked to him last week about just, hey, get back to just relaxing and letting it fly. You know, not getting too consumed with results. Just enjoy, be in the moment, stay in the moment, and have joy in that moment. And I think he's just, you know, it just took him a little bit of a reset here as he's, when he's scuffling a little bit, to, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Yesterday I felt he was back to really playing like he did, you know, on that string when we obviously were at Northwestern and so on. And we enjoy it. We need that energy from him. No matter what the stat line is, he does a good job of helping our team.
Well, we get reminded late in the game that we can look at all the computer printouts this side or the other. It's still human beings playing a game. A 91% free throw shooter misses two, and then everybody's heart probably stops at the end, but turned out to be a good play. What was it?
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of.
I mean, he made up for it. But yeah, I mean, it's you know, one of those situations. Obviously, it's a big moment, you know, fortunately, we were able to make a couple defensive plays there. With, you mentioned Gilmore's block, and then obviously JT being able to strip the ball loose in that last possession. And you know, good teams find ways. You know, you just make plays. And in some, you talk about make plays, you think it's always offensively, but it's some defensive. The last two defensive possessions were big as well.
All right, we'll talk more about today's game, the Badgers in Michigan, in this Big Ten tournament championship matchup. A pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Bye.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Two thrillers yesterday for any basketball fan taking in the games. Your game with Michigan State, Michigan, and Maryland. Trey Donaldson has some jets. Three dribbles to go three quarters court. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, perfectly executed in terms of getting him the ball up the court a little bit, or on the run, you know, with the open court after the free throw. So obviously, you know, well executed, like I said, and he got to rim in a blink of an eye. So it was a really good game. And, you know, Michigan, say they got 18 offensive rebounds yesterday too. They really, everybody knows about Golden and Wolf, but, you know, they were active, and the emergence here, and I think the play has been better from Burnett and Donaldson here this week in Indianapolis. So they've obviously, you know, earned their way here, and a heck of a game with Maryland yesterday, and we're looking forward to today.
3 years ago, you guys had one close game after another en route to getting a Big Ten regular season championship. This Michigan team seems like it's taken it even to another level. Is there something to be said about confidence that teams get when games are airtight, but when you've done it, it's not that you expect to do it, you expect to make all the right plays. There's some mentality involved there?
There is. There's definitely, I think, the understanding of how you maximize possessions. I think when you have a 7-footer that plays like a point guard, it helps in those situations. And, you know, they've been able to make big shots. You know, they made a big one at home against Rutgers, last play of the game to win it. They've had some other ones where they've made big shots. It's just been, they've been able to hang around teams and, you know, do enough, even though they've, you know, I think they lost three in a row before they got here, but, they've been really solid, really consistent in that area all year.
Final question, fourth game in 4 days. How are they? A couple guys maybe haven't played a lot, foul trouble, which is maybe a blessing in disguise, but they're about as good to go as you can be in this circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, we're late March. We're playing for a championship, so they understand. I think, you know, you look at, we were able to rest quite specifically the front line a lot against UCLA because we had such a big lead, and, yesterday foul trouble played a factor, but, you know, we've been planning for this and preparing to play a lot of games this month, for the past, 45 days in terms of how we've curtailed practice and how we're doing our recovery. So fatigue isn't going to be any type of an excuse today, no matter the result. We're in a great position. Let's go out and have some fun.
All right, sounds good. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network, in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Continues. Time now for our Big Ten report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, we thought the quarterfinal games were all going to be close and tightly contested, and they weren't. Of course, we didn't mind it. Wisconsin's case, beating UCLA 86-70. So we tried again, and man, the two games yesterday, it's conference tournament, but it had at least a second weekend feel in the NCAA tournament, both of those games, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I do. I firmly believe that there's three of the four that can get into the second weekend and probably should be in the second weekend. And if Trey Donaldson plays the way that he's played here in Indianapolis, I think there's four teams, and they've all, played yesterday. And I think Michigan can be one of those teams. If their guard playing, we heard Greg Gard say the same thing, more or less. If they play the way they've been playing, yeah.
The interesting stories will be Illinois and Purdue. Illinois got throttled by Maryland. Illinois has been getting healthy. after the injuries, the illness. Now, you know, it's one game, so maybe it's a blip, but you watch it. Purdue, you know, losing the other night to Michigan. What do they have left now? Is it, can they regroup? Maybe they can. A couple extra days rest can make some difference.
It can, and I just worry about the problem is they've had so much. They've asked so much of their guys. They didn't get a lot of bench support all year long, and it just they looked really, really tired. And I know a couple of days might make a difference, but those were a lot of minutes they logged this year.
All right. Of course, this is Selection Sunday, so not long after the conclusion of this game between Wisconsin and Michigan, all the speculation, all the bracketologists will get the real answers here as to where the Badgers are going, when, and who they will be up against. That is your Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's Big Ten Championship game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pre-game coverage continues this Big Ten Tournament Championship game, Wisconsin and Michigan. Let's get to the keys. Brian, what you have for us today?
We're going to first start with the three-point line. We know how good Wisconsin has been from three. However, Michigan, to start the year off, shot the ball pretty well from three. Then they got into Big Ten play, a little bit before Big Ten play as well, started to struggle a little bit. Now they're starting to make a couple more shots. They're not going to sit there and shoot it at 40%, but they've been at about 32, 33% here in Big Ten play in the tournament. That's why they've gotten some of the wins. So watch the three-point line. Points in the paint, it's a strength for Michigan. If you're Wisconsin, you don't need to win it, but you can't get dominated by it, which is a huge part of this. And then the last part is turnovers. We know Michigan, they turn it over in Big Ten play this year. 13.6 turnovers. First, that's the one thing you don't want to be first in. That's what Michigan is as far as how many times they turn that over. I mean, if Michigan turns that thing over 14 times, I think you feel pretty comfortable. If they keep it around 10, now all of a sudden those are possessions that Wisconsin would get. And then the last thing, guard play for Michigan. Do not, early in this game, let Trey Donaldson start to feel comfortable. He's a guy that averaged close to 12 a game for them this year. Don't let him feel comfortable. He's got career highs in every stat but steals. He's played pretty well for them this year, but I don't know if it's a guy that they could trust. So don't let him get confidence early on in this game. If you do, you got your hands full.
All right, those are your keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are, in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Back in Indianapolis, time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health and Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up for Wisconsin in the rotation, by the way. Everybody up for the Badgers, and they'll have the same starting five as they have normally had this season. A couple of guys with Michigan not expecting to be in there at all in the rotation. Justin Pippen, Scotty's son. Justin, a freshman. And then Sam Walters, a sophomore, and not expected to be there for Michigan here today. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Wolverines, Dusty May in his first year at the helm in Ann Arbor, and he has done some terrific work. His team 24-9. They finished 14-6 in the Big Ten Conference. His front line, and it's a dandy. Led by Danny Wolf, 7-foot junior out of Glencoe, Illinois, 13.3 points, nearly 10 rebounds, better than 3 assists per game. He will turn it over between 3 and 3.5 times per game, but he is a multifaceted, very, very talented player, a transfer from Yale. Vlad Golden, who came up from Florida Atlantic with his head coach, 7-1 grad transfer. He is from Russia, averaging 17 points, nearly 7 rebounds. He has blocked 46 shots this season. Reuben Jones, 6'5 grad transfer out of Houston, Texas. He played at North Texas for 4 years, actually faced Wisconsin a couple of years ago in the NIT semifinals, where he scored 12 points to help his team knock out the Badgers. Jones averaging 3.3 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Namari Burnett, 6'5 grad student out of Chicago, Illinois, transfer from Texas Tech and then Alabama, averaging 10 points, about 3.5 rebounds a game, had a buzzer-beating shot to beat Rutgers a couple of weeks ago. And Trey Donaldson, who had the dramatic last-second lay-in yesterday, 6'3 junior out of Tallahassee, Florida, transfer from Auburn. Donaldson averaging 11.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, and better than 4 assists per game. He'll also get you a steal per contest. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Steven Crow at 9.8 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter at 9.5 points, about 6 boards a contest. John Blackwell, 15.5 points a game, 5 rebounds, 2.2 dimes. Max Klesman, 9.3 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.7 assists per game. And John Tanjay, who has been an electric factory in this tournament, he's averaging 25 points per in this conference tournament, 12 of 21 from 3 for the season. He's averaging 19.5 a game, 5.3 rebounds, and 1.8 assists. per game. Michigan leads the series through the years. They have also won the last three times they have met, including back in December at the Kohl Center. The Badgers against Michigan, historically 3-1 against the Wolverines. The last meeting was the one time Michigan won in Washington, D.C. in the tournament championship game back in 2017. Those are your starting lineups. Stay with us. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Out of Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Gamebridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Brian Butch, our engineer, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, and we welcome you to Championship Sunday. not to mention Selection Sunday. One of the great days on the American sports calendar. And the Badgers have the big stage here this afternoon as they get ready to take on the Michigan Wolverines for the Big Ten tournament title. Both teams getting here in dramatic fashion. A last second coast-to-coast drive from Trey Donaldson gets Michigan here. And John Tonjay doing John Tonjay things against top 10 teams. His third game against a top 10 opponent where he has scored 30-plus. A record-breaking 32. A Wisconsin record in the Big Ten tournament. 32 points yesterday. But both of those guys had help. And, Brian, you thought yesterday would be pretty good. What are you thinking today?
Well, I think it's going to be great. You know, we started this November when not everybody was paying attention to it. I said, do you know why I love opening night? Because this group right here has a chance to make a statement for their group, for this team. They can make the statement by their play. Well, guess what? We're here again. We're now in March, and this group has 40 minutes in front of them to make a statement and raise a banner. I'd say that's what you do this for, and now this group has a chance to go do it.
And they have done it with their star player truly being a star in this tournament with John Tonjay, but you can't do it alone. He has had help. Yesterday among the standouts, Carter Gilmore hitting a couple of big threes, five assists, five rebounds, no turnovers, three blocks, including a critical one in the closing minutes. And you can pick some other guys as well in this tournament. But this is how this team at its best has played for a good chunk of the season, right?
Well, it's the depth. One guy might have a bad game. The other guy steps up. Great examples at Purdue. Kamari McGee gets ejected. Jack comes in and plays fantastic. Like, everybody has stepped up in their moment. Whenever that moment has come, and during a long season, you're going to have your moment. You're a long 40 minutes. Somebody's going to have a moment today.
Let's find out together, shall we? Good crowd. They're filing in. Not every seat is full, but a good crowd nonetheless. Expect a lot of energy in the building here this afternoon. Your officials for this championship game, Brian Dorsey, Jeffrey Anderson, and Keith Kimball. And yes, if you're tracking such things, this is the fifth straight Wisconsin game where Keith Kimball has had a whistle. But the fact he didn't blow it on the closing seconds yesterday, veteran move by a veteran official, and it secured Wisconsin's win by making no call, which was the right thing to do.
And what you're looking forward to right now, Wisconsin, is you finally get a chance now. You saw Michigan early December. You've learned a lot about yourself. You've changed. Now you get a chance to go and play against the two bigs that have, you know, dominated the Big Ten, and now you get a chance to go tip the ball up and go fight for what should be yours.
Go do it. Michigan with the higher seed, with the maize unis, the blue trim. Badgers as the five seed, the traveling Cardinal, and the white trim, Vlad Golden and Stephen Crowell. Ready to jump center as they're on their feet at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Badgers and the Wolverines. Back in December, you're a Wisconsin fan, you're thinking coulda, shoulda, just couldn't get stops. Michigan was 16 of 26 from the field in the second half of that game, getting out of the Kohl Center with a 67 to 64 victory. And yeah, those two bigs were big for Michigan, Wolf and Golden. So Selection Sunday, both of these programs and everybody else will find out what's up in their schedule this week. Who they'll play, when they'll play, where they'll play. The optimism in Badgerland that they had to take a little short bus ride to Milwaukee. That's the thought. We'll get the facts in a couple of hours. I think I'm done with the filibuster here, just waiting for,
TV to TV, come on.
Just waiting for Ian to, you know, stop reading the promo so we can just start the game here. So it's all good. Now, this is, you get, Big Ten has always been, you know, very much in desire of having this stage, the last game leading to Selection Sunday, and then the Selection Show. And here we are again, toss and tap. It'll belong to Michigan. Wolverines go to our left, and we are underway in this Big Ten Tournament Championship game. Reuben Jones against John Tonjay, throwing to Wolf. He is with Nolan Winter. Now Donaldson off the screen, chased by Blackwell. Donaldson in the lane, throws it up, missed it short. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. Badgers moving to our right in the first half. Blackwell against Donaldson, top of the circle, feeds Winter, flips to Tonjay on the left side. He'll toss to Crowell, right of the circle. Inside feed, bad pass, and it's knocked away, and it's A turnover for Wisconsin. Reuben Jones forcing it. Here's Trey Donaldson, right side of the front court. Throwing to Danny Wolf. Steps up. Feeds Golden right of the circle. Vlad Golden holds and looks. He'll whip it through Namari Burnett. Tries a three. Hits a three on the left side to open up the score.
And you can't give Burnett open looks because that's what he wants to do. He wants to shoot it from three. He's a 40% three-point shooter on the year.
And has a quick release as he gets Michigan on the board. Nolan Winter high on the left. Feeds Max Klesma top of the circle. Fires a three straight on, straight in. For Mad Max, we're tied at three. A minute gone by. Boy, if that could get going for Max Klesman, look out. Here's Trey Donaldson down the lane. Leaves Danny Wolf low on the left. Reverses to the right and flips it up and in.
Well, now Trey Donaldson's getting to the paint. Last two possessions. I know they hit the three, but two of the three possessions, he got to the paint.
5-3 Michigan. A minute 20 gone by. John Tanjay high on the left. Throws to Winter. Flashing to the goal, and he walked with the ball. Turnover Wisconsin. Two miscues in the early minutes here for the Badgers.
We talked about turnovers for Michigan and how many they have. Well, Wisconsin, two of them early on in this game.
Yeah, Michigan will turn it over. The turnover percentage rate is 20, worst in the Big Ten. They got away with it yesterday in their one-point win against Maryland, a high turnover game for Dusty May's team. Trey Donaldson outside left off the Wolf screen, whips it back to Wolf in the left wing. He'll shake, operates against Nolan Winter, puts it on the deck, starting to back left of the lane. Kills the dribble, whips it inside. That goes through everybody and out of bounds, trying to buzz one into Amari Burnett, and a turnover for Michigan.
And those are the turnovers Michigan are. They're going to give you. There's no reason to throw that pass, but Danny Wolf, he's going to give you 3 to 3.5 a game.
Up the floor comes John Blackwell. A minute 50 gone by. 5-3 Michigan. Blackwell up the Crowell screen. Throws to Nolan Winter. He'll toss it to Tanjay. Drops it into Crowell. Right of the lane. Golden single coverage. Out to Winter. Wraps to Klesman high on the left. Klesman against Trey Donaldson. Shot clock at 10. They work along the perimeter. Tanjay. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Back to Nolan. Fakes the three. 5 to shoot. Blackwell on the left side. 3 to shoot. Blackwell off the left wing. Going to the goal. Throws it up. And that's way over everything. Weak side rebound. Danny Wolf of Michigan. Michigan, a good defensive team. And here's Donaldson weaving into the lane. Inside Burnett, low on the right, layup good. They get 7-3 Michigan. We're about 2.5 minutes in. Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Throws it out to Stephen Crowell. Rotates to Winter. He'll leave it for Klesman on the right side. Jones defending. Max off the right wing. Darts at the Crowell for three on the left side. Off the rim and out, no good. Reuben Jones the rebound for Michigan. Up the floor and a feed to Wolf. He'll try a three right wing. Back iron, no good. Tanjay with a rebound for Wisconsin. Here's Max Klesman, front court. He'll snap off a three, and he left that short. Crowell trying to back tap. He does to Tanjay. Fakes the three. John driving. Pivots back out to Winter. Flips a three straight on, straight in. And it's 7-6 Michigan with 3 minutes in.
A good offensive rebound there by Wisconsin to create another possession for themselves.
Trey Donaldson throwing to Golden, top of the circle, and he threw it away, trying to bounce it into Donaldson in the paint. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin as Carter Gilmore and Kamari McGee will come in. For the Badgers, Crowell and Blackwell will sit down. 3:08 gone by, 7-6, Michigan leading Wisconsin. And McGee will leave it for Carter Gilmore, brings it up the floor. Gilly high on the left, hands off to Max Klesman, kicks to Winter, took a look, turned it down, gives off to Tanjay on the right side. John dribbles to the right lane line, pivots, gets it out of there to Gilmore, rotates to McGee, high on the left, around a Gilly ball screen, throws it back to Carter, he'll fake the three, 10 to shoot. Gilmore hands off to Klesman. Max off the wing. Out to Winter. Open three straight away. And it rattles out. No good. Vlad Golden the rebound for Michigan. Here comes Donaldson ahead of Burnett. Right corner three. And it's an air ball caught by Tanjay. And here comes Wisconsin. Tanjay up the right side of the front court against Reuben Jones. Steps back. Throws to Winter. Refeeds Tanjay on the right side. John. Gives it to Max. He'll try a three right side. And that's halfway down, popped out. Rebound McGee. And it spiked back out to Gilmore. Now Tanjay leaves it for Winter. He'll flip a three right side. That's off the back rim. No good.
15. The pace of this game is going back and forth, which we thought it would a little bit.
Burnett on the right side. Michigan leads 7-6. We're 4:15 into the game. Golden in the lane. Pivots. Right block goes up. Missed. Winter the rebound. Good. Low post D from Winter. Here comes Kamari McGee, left side of the front court for the Badgers. Feeds Winter at the top, throws to Klesman on the right wing. Max against Trey Donaldson, working around a Winter screen. Max goes inside and threw it away. Wanted Winter, stolen by Golden. It's 2-on-2. Donaldson now feeds Reuben Jones, blows off the right wing. Lost the handle, gets it back out to Donaldson high on the right. Skip past Jones, he'll try a three left side. That's an air ball caught by Tanjay. 15-15 left in the half, 7-6 Michigan. Tanjay driving off the left wing in the lane. Pushed it up in traffic, and that's way off the mark. Rebound, Danny Wolf as they play on through the contact. Wolf to the front court. Moving in on Gilmore. He goes down. Whistle. Walked with the ball. Turnover Michigan in time for everybody to take a deep breath.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Turnovers, air balls, clanked shots.
Championship Sunday.
Championship Sunday, everybody. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment. Games and fun times. Your odds are better here. 15 minutes left in the first half. Michigan 7, Wisconsin 6. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Big Ten Conference Incorporated. Any use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the Big Ten Conference's express written consent is prohibited. We're exactly 5 minutes into this championship game. Michigan leads Wisconsin 7-6.
I think the pace early on here for both teams is how do you handle the emotion of a championship game. Obviously, you go to bed at night, you try to get some sleep, but you're thinking about what it's like to raise the trophy. We've seen that in the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
Like just playing faster, both teams. We've seen air balls, we've seen turnovers. Now you've got that first media. Take a deep breath. Play the way that both teams have played all year long.
And Kamari McGee brings it to the front court, throwing to John Blackwell between the circles. Screens by Stephen Crowell there. Blackwell will throw to Gilmore. Jack Janicki in the lineup, left wing, into Crowell, left of the lane. Will Cheddar is defending, single coverage. Little dig from Rodigale, backing his Crowell, left block. Out to Gilmore, right of the circle, feeds Janicki, inside feed, caught by Crowell. Five to shoot, Stephen up, missed off the left side iron, but he was fouled to the play. Will Cheddar, 6'8", Richard Jr., Minnesota native, guilty of the foul. Stephen Crowell will shoot two.
And not surprised that Vlad Golden's not in the game. He was really breathing pretty hard. I know you had the media timeout, but, you know, Cheddar, and then that's where Wisconsin takes advantage of their advantage down low.
First free throw, no good for Crowell, 82.5% at the foul line. Badgers remain best in the nation at the foul line, 82.5%, but they're now slightly below that record-setting pace set by Villanova a few years ago. Second free throw for Crowell is straight through, and we're tied at 7, 5.5 minutes in. Trey Donaldson up the floor. Wolf, Gale, Cheddar, and Jones. The rest of the five on the floor for the Wolverines. Here's Wolf. Knocked away by Crowell. Inside, it's loose. Blackwell comes up with it. Here comes John up the middle of the front court. Weaves off to the right side. Now Crowell finds Gilmore. He'll toss it to Janicki on the left wing. Sends to Crowell, flip to McGee, starts to probe off the right wing, retreats, and he'll snap off a three, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Crowell crashing, gets the offensive rebound out to Gilmore, feeds Janicki. Second chance for Wisconsin. Blackwell on the left wing. John probes, kicks to Gilmore. Carter stops at the top of the circle. Shot clock is at 8. Blackwell left side. He'll let fly a three, and that's an air ball. And McGee catching it underneath, but he was on the baseline and out of bounds. Ooh, a couple of air balls from Michigan, and we just saw one from Wisconsin.
Yeah, but what I like is 3 offensive rebounds by Wisconsin and 0 from Michigan early on in this game. Wisconsin's being more physical than Michigan right now.
13:50 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Michigan tied at 7. Reuben Jones up top throwing to Roddy Gale, the former Ohio State Buckeye. Left-hand dribble against Jack Janicki. Moving in is Gale. Kick out Cheddar. With a shot fake. Now with L.J. Kaysen in the lineup has the basketball. He'll get it to Jones on the right side. Jones dribbles to the top of the arc. Shot clock at 7. Jones gets a high screen from Wolf. Fires it off to Cheddar. Flips a 3. Left corner. Off the rim. No good. Kamari McGee up strong for the rebound. 13:22 left in the half. Tied at 7. McGee throwing to Gilmore, feeds Blackwell, a bump, a play on. Jones staggers back, crowd top of the circle, back to Blackwell, the Michigan native, high on the left, driving left of the lane, runs it out to McGee, lines it up, shoots a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Blackwell fighting for the rebound, can't get it, Cheddar does, and now here's L.J. Kaysen. Badgers ice cold from distance. Kaysen whips to Cheddar, left corner, flying by his crowd. Kick out up top, Kaysen for 3, left of the circle. No good. Rebound crowd tips, gathered by Kamari McGee. 12:50 left in the half, still tied at 7. Janicki, front court of the left side, hits the brakes, gets it to Crowell, hands it back to Jack. He'll try a 3, and that's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tip, McGee trying to save, and it's into the hands of L.J. Kaysen. Now Michigan, a little 5-on-4. Gale gets by Janicki. In the lane, feeds Kaysen, runs into McGee, and Kamari, a little tardy getting there, is called for the block.
And that's why the block was there. Obviously, Michigan, you said it had the 5-on-4, and, you know, Kamari's hustling back, but he's caught on the side, and that's where the foul is going to happen. Right now, everybody is just playing so fast still. So just if you're Wisconsin offensively, you've had good looks from 3. Haven't made them. You're 2 of 11. Try to break that paint just a little bit.
L.J. Kaysen will be inbounding. Golden back in the game for Michigan. The inbounds pass will go to him. Nolan Winter will defend. 12:30 left in half, tied at 7. Roddy Gale on the right side off the Golden screen. Pulls up at the free throw line. Bounces to Golden. Off the right block. Moving in on Winter. Up left hand. It rolls in for Golden. His first points. And it's 9-7 Michigan. Michigan had missed 6 straight. The Badgers have fired 8 straight blanks. Xavier Amos in there for Wisconsin. Throws to John Tanjay back out there. Feeds Winter. Wraps to Max Klesman. He has re-entered the game. Max the right point. He'll throw to Amos high on the left to toss to Blackwell. John feeds Winter with the shot clock now down to 10. Klesman kicks it to Tanjay. Right corner 3. Off the rim. No good. The Badgers cannot buy one right now. They are 2 of 12 from 3. Here's Kaysen. Left lane line. A bump. A play out shot. Blocked by Amos. Comes out to Burnett. Now Golden top of the circle. Lines it up. Tries a 3 and hits it. The 11th made 3 of the year for Vlad Golden. 12-7 Michigan. 11:38 left of the first half. Xavier Amos throwing to Blackwell, high on the left. Right hand toss to Winter, rips to Tanjay, baseline right. John stops out to Winter, gives it up to Amos, turns to Klesman on the left side. Max leaves it for Blackwell, left corner 3 is good, thank you. John Blackwell, a triple, it's 12-10 Michigan.
Better ball movement, and they got to the paint, and then sprayed it out. That made the extra pass.
Golden's going to try again, little heat check, and that banked off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes out to Roddy Gale, second chance for Michigan with 11:05 left in the half. Kaysen off the left wing to the top of the circle. Kills the dribble. He'll toss to Burnett high on the right with Klesman on him. Now Golden gets it back to Burnett off the Golden screen. Left elbow. Fires it off to Cheddar with the shot fake left wing. Darts a pass to Gale. He's open for 3. Right of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Winter fouled by Golden over the back. It's the first on Vlad Golden, and we'll have the under 12. Media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. 10:50 left of the first half. Michigan 12, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money now at Menards. Transform your space with Window Image's light filtering cordless cellular shades. Its energy efficient design traps air, making your rooms cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. The soft fabric filters light for the perfect combination of function and fashion. And they can be trimmed to it for free in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. And horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 10:50 left in the first half. Michigan 12, Wisconsin 10.
Yeah, Wisconsin, one of their last 10. Michigan, two of their last 11. Both teams play through the post, or should try to play through the post, or at least play through the paint more. You have to credit Wisconsin, because Michigan right now has taken 15 shots. Both teams have taken 15 shots. Wisconsin's taken 13 threes. Michigan's taken 9 threes, which is a lot for them. So it tells me Wisconsin defensively is packing the paint, which they want to do. If you want to force threes for Michigan, you can live with that. I know Wisconsin's not making threes, but defensively I feel Wisconsin's doing a pretty good job. I am very surprised Michigan has not been more intentional in trying to play through the post the first 10 minutes of this first half.
Yeah, we'll see if that changes right now. You got the Badgers playing their fourth game in 4 days, 3rd and 3 for Michigan. So maybe some of this isn't all that much of a surprise as Blackwell brings it up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Xavier Amos, high on the left. He'll toss to Klesman off the winter screen. Max out the winter for three, right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Roddy Gale the rebound. 10:30 left in the half, 12-10 Michigan. Will Cheddar on the right side. He'll throw to Donaldson between the circles. Donaldson against John Blackwell near the mid-stripe now. Left-hand toss to Gale. He'll leave it for Burnett off the Golden screen. Now a pass to Donaldson, 10 to shoot. Golden off the left elbow, back to the basket. Reverse pivot, puts it on the deck. Spinning in the lane, scoops it up left hand. Too hard, no good. Rebound Amos for Wisconsin. Outlet to Tanjay, busting up the floor. Tanjay with a head of steam, left of the lane. Pivots, runs it out to Amos, feeds Blackwell, turns to Tanjay, fakes the three, drives baseline left, knocked away. Cheddar has it. Tanjay had bad intentions. Michigan had an answer for him.
Donaldson was the one that came through with the steal, and it was a heck of a play.
Donaldson out high off the Golden screen. Using it again, turns in the lane, leans in, shot blocked by Winter, comes back to Donaldson, whips it to Burnett on the right side, darts it into Golden, low on the right, throws it over the rim, weak side rebound to Winter. 9:33 left in the half, still 12-10 Michigan. Here's Blackwell in the lane, little Euro step to the rim, layup, no, and the rebound tip is jammed between the rim and the glass.
We got a wedgie.
Yep, Arrow, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is Arrow, Wisconsin. But
man. Wisconsin, 3 of 19 from the field, 3 of 14 from the arc. Michigan, 5 of 18 and 2 of 9 from distance.
And both teams, I mean, we just saw Vlad Golden just completely miss a layup.
Yeah.
And he's 63% field goal percentage, one of the better in the country. So it's been one of those games.
He sits down. Blackwell, baseline left, inbounding, floats it out to Stephen Crowell against Will Cheddar, a throw to Carter Gilmore. He'll get it to Klesman high on the right against Burnett. Max moving into the lane. Now back pedals to the corner, and he'll let fly a three, and he'll hit it. Lesman with his second triple. It's 13-12 Wisconsin. Wolf quickly the other way for Michigan with 9:10 left in the first half. Badgers get back. And now Trey Donaldson will set the floor, throwing to Danny Wolf at the top of the circle. Dribbles off to the right side. They got him isolated on Gilmore. Backing is Wolf. Still backing right lane line. Turns, pivots again. And he gets it out to Roddy Gale. Fakes the three, left of the lane, runs into Tanjay. Nothing called. Gale floats it up and in with the right hand.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to get that call today. I don't think that's going to happen. This is going to be a physical one.
14-13 Michigan with 8:43 left of the first half. Blackwell brings it out front to Carter Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilmore against Wolf. He'll toss it back to Blackwell, high on the left. Blackwell spinning. Turnaround, foul line, jumper is good for Blackwell. Back and forth we go now. 15-14 Wisconsin, 8:23 left in the half. Trey Donaldson, little burst to the right wing. Carter Gilmore is on him. Skip pass Will Cheddar, left corner. He'll try a three. Short. Tanjay the rebound. With 8:13 left in the half. Badgers up one. Tanjay up the middle front court. Pulls up, leaves it for Crowell, flips to Blackwell at the right point. Blackwell matched up with Gale. Blackwell probing, bounce pass to Crowell. Mid post right. Crowell against Wolf. Backs, turns, up right hand. That's too hard, no good. Will Cheddar the rebound. Here comes Trey Donaldson for the Wolverines through the center circle of the front court. Out the Wolf. He'll try a three left side. That's off the rim. It'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin. We'll have the under eight media timeouts. And we'll have another break here. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 7:49 left in the first half. Wisconsin 15, Michigan 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. BoatBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 7:49 left in the first half. Not a Picasso here so far offensively for either team, but the Badgers lead Michigan 15-14. Richie Warner, both teams had to expend a ton of energy yesterday. So maybe we shouldn't be surprised that shots aren't dropping here?
No, I think some of it is the look. Some of it's tired legs. Some of it's now just trying to get to a flow of it. I think you also have to credit both sides defensively. Like Michigan, they're doing a really good job of switching all the screening action. So different than what Michigan State did. Michigan State stayed attached to the three-point shooters. Right now, Michigan's switching so they can't get three. So it's a little bit of a different game plan.
Carter Gilmore at the top of the circle. He'll throw to Crowell on the left wing. Crowell throws it back to Gilmore. Shuffles to his right. Hands off to Tanjay. John, baseline right. One pump, turns it back out to Gilmore, wraps to Crow. Crow left of the circle against Burnett, leaves it for Gilmore. Tosses to Blackwell, five to shoot. Blackwell against Roddy Gale, three to shoot. Blackwell in the lane, goes to the rim, flipped it up, missed, but a foul. With the shot clock winding down, a strong take from John Blackwell, he'll shoot two.
But I love the attack. You're 4 of 15 from three. Break the paint. Just continue to attack. You're going to have threes. But one thing you want to do is continue to be aggressive. Finally, we're starting to see that a little bit more here from Wisconsin.
First free throw for Blackwell is good. He had 14 points yesterday against Michigan State. He has six so far today. Vlad Golden checking in as Dusty May is going to go bigger now. He's got Golden and Wolf, who usually start. Golden back in, replacing Roddy Gale. 7:20 left in the half, 16-14, Wisconsin leading Michigan. Blackwell better than 80% at the free throw line. Hit the first, second one on the way, and that's straight down the middle. And it's 17-14 Wisconsin, 7:20 left in the half. Donaldson will bring it up the floor for Michigan, a team that plays fast, but there's fast and rushed, and maybe a little bit of rush from both sides here so far. Here's Donaldson out between the arcs. Wolf the screen. Now Wolf will catch, feeds Reuben Jones. Shot fake right side. Now lets it fly over Tanjay, and that's in and out. No good. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. And the sophomore guard up the right sideline. He'll throw to Crow. Tosses to Tanjay off the Crow screen. A step back three in the air for Tanjay. It's around and out. No good. Wolf the rebound. Tanjay has yet to score here. Wolf to the front court. Wolf right of the circle. He'll throw it to Burnett, right wing. Goes into Donaldson, right corner, three in the air. Off the back of the rim, no good. And a foul call. They're going to get
Tanjay.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, it will be on Stephen Crow. Inside as Tanjay grabbed the rebound, but Crow called for the foul, his first.
A lot of grabbing. That's where, you know, when you get down there as a big, you got to try to use your hips. You can't grab because they're going to look for it.